to see this wild moment in the middle of the city, in the heart of the city, is exciting and unexpected. My name is Judith Dolkart. I'm Deputy Director for Art and Archival Collections at the Barnes Foundation. Antoine Louis Barye earned this reputation as the Michelangelo of the menagerie because he was such a skilled sculptor, and he devoted his career to animal subjects. And he brought a real rigor to the representation of the anatomies of animals. And so you had a sense of their musculature and their beauty in the way that Michelangelo paid that kind of attention to the human form.
From his ears through the mane, the way that the fur swirls over his shoulders, and then the power in his back all the way down to his tail, and particularly his feet. It's a really accurate depiction in all the different features. I'm Kate Buffamonte, lead keeper at Big Cat Falls at the Philadelphia Zoo. I've worked at the Philadelphia Zoo for 20 years. We have two juveniles at the Philadelphia Zoo, a young male and a young female. So you can really see the similarities in the real animals to the sculpture.
He went to study the animals at the Jardin des Plantes, which is a park in Paris that is devoted to plants or to the study of horticulture, but also it had a menagerie, a zoo. When an animal would die at the menagerie, he would go and observe the dissection, and he would take elaborate notes so that he understood the bone structure, the texture of the fur of these animals.
I love the definition in each one of the toes and the claws themselves, and even the muscle where the claws attached going into the toe is really clearly defined.
No one really knows why he picked that subject, but it was a very clever thing to do because the lion was a symbol for kingship. He's the king of beasts. And because he's crushing this serpent and putting down an animal that is so frequently a symbol for evil, it was understood, or has been interpreted by some, as an allegory for Louis-Philippe's rise to power.
The setting that is very accessible, it's not up 10 feet in the air, makes you want to, you know, fondle it and touch it. It's very appealing that way. My name is Stephen Taddy. I'm a sculpture conservator, taking care of sculptures throughout the city of Philadelphia. We do come every year and we clean it and we put a protective coating and, you know, check it for any other problems that might occur over the course of a year. It's almost natural to go over there and rub its tail or rub the lion's nose as if it was a real lion, but it's not going to bite you. So, you know, you have this, especially for the kids, they think it's sort of funny that they can get that close to a ferocious lion.
It's a beautiful rendition of a lion, so it looks as though you could see the animal right in front of you, and I could imagine that anyone looking at it would be able to tell what a majestic and fierce predator and hunter that lions actually are.